grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. In the first seven verses, we learn of the historical, real, actually happened birth of Jesus the Christ. The angel of the Lord said to Mary that he would be conceived in her womb by the Holy Ghost and the power of the Most High, that he would sit forever upon the throne of his father David, and that he will truly be called the Son of God. And this magnificent Lord of glory was born in a lowly state in Bethlehem, and he was laid in a manger to show us how the love of God wants to provide for our eternal salvation, that Christ, in obedience to the will of his Father, would come into the world so far down deep into the world that in his lowliness he shows us how he who was rich beyond compare for our sakes became poor, so that through his poverty we might become rich. That is, by the forgiveness of sins and by the redemption sacrifice which he offered once and for all upon the cross of Calvary. Now, just as in the world, whenever great personages are born, there are announcements, official announcements. Heaven had a wonderful announcement to make. And so the angel of the Lord came and he made this birth announcement. He said that he comes to bring good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. So he comes not with a word of judgment, not with a word of foreboding. He comes and he says, I bring you good news, great joy for all people. Unto you is born this day in the city of David, that is in Bethlehem, a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. So the Messiah, the Lord, has become incarnate. He has been born in Bethlehem to save the world from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. The angel gives this birth announcement of this surpassingly glorious king to a group of shepherds on the hillside, keeping watch over their flock by night. And as I mentioned last night, why the shepherds? What's so special about the shepherds? And the answer is, absolutely nothing. There is nothing particular about the shepherds. God didn't send his son into the world for special people, for particularly noteworthy people. He sent his son to be a savior for you and for me and for all people. The second thing that we need to consider about the angel preaching this good news of great joy for all people is that it highlights the regular preaching of the word Word of God in the world. Just as the angel of the Lord manifested himself to preach the gospel to shepherds on the hillside, so it is that God has ordained the office of preaching, that the Word of God, the very same Word with the very same authority and power, shall go forth from the church and be proclaimed to sinners everywhere in the world, giving them the good news that their salvation has been purchased and won for them, and that they may receive it by faith as they hear the good news of the coming of the Savior. Now, just as always happens, the Word of God, whether preached by an angel from heaven or whether preached by an ordinary preacher or shared by an ordinary Christian in the course of their daily life, the Word of God is the instrument by which the Holy Spirit of God kindles faith in people's hearts and strengthens faith that is already present. Do you wish to have faith? Hear the Word of the Lord. Do you wish your faith to be strengthened? Hear the Word of the Lord. The Spirit of God is at work by means of the Word, kindling and strengthening faith. And so, as the heavenly hosts, after saying glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men, as they begin to go back into heaven, the shepherds are left together, and they begin to look at one another in astonishment, probably, after what they just experienced. But notice what they said. It says, when the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go now even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." Now notice how these are the words of certain, strong, and sure faith. Notice that they say, let us act upon what has just happened. All right? Let us see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. So God has spoken of something which has been given and done for us, and we therefore know that it has come to pass. How do we know the truth of the gospel? Because the Word of God cannot lie. The Word of God is the source of our faith. That is, that the Spirit of God, working by means of the Word of God, inspired by the Spirit, is the thing that works faith. And so the result of the angels' preaching was that these shepherds were certain that what the angel had told them had come to pass, and they were going to Bethlehem to see it. They didn't say, let's go and see if maybe we had a strange phenomenon happen to us that's really just a result of bad cheese, right? So they didn't say anything like that. They didn't express any uncertainty or hesitation. They looked at one another, and with one accord in faith, they all said, "Let's go to Bethlehem, see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." God grant us all such faith in the Word of God, not because it was preached by angels, but because it sounds in our ears. The Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, and it works whether it is preached by someone of great dignity, whether it is preached by an angel from heaven, or whether it is shared by the most common and ordinary Christian believer. The Word of God is powerful to create and to strengthen faith. So they came to Bethlehem, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in the manger. The angel had said that this would be the sign to you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in the manger. And so they found it exactly as the Word of God from the mouth of the angel had said. And what did they do in faith? It says, when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. A heart filled with true and saving faith desires that other people will know, and that other people also will be saved by faith in this wonderful gospel of what God has really done in our real world for our eternal salvation in the kingdom of glory. And so they couldn't keep their mouths shut. They went to everyone that they could find, and they told them what had happened. They made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. We've got good news for you. The Messiah has come. He has come to save the world from sin, death, and the devil. Believe in him. The babe is wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And so it is today that Jesus is swaddled and laid in the manger of the Word of God. And as we make use of his Word, he himself shows himself to us that we may be encouraged and strengthened in our faith. Now, we have two reactions. The first reaction is this: all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. There were lots of people upon whom the good news told to them by the shepherds made them wonder. It made an impression on them. It seemed like a great thing. But in the text, the word wonder is kind of non-committal. We don't hear anything else than that people heard this and wondered about it. It made an impression, but we don't know whether that impression was unto their salvation. The text doesn't say anything more than that. And so it is today. There are many people who hear the gospel. They hear the preaching of the Word of God, and it makes an impression on them, some unto salvation, and others to some kind of temporary reaction. And so we see here that for some people, the story of Jesus, the account of the shepherds, is one that makes them wonder, and we are left wondering whether or not that wondering gave birth to saving faith. But then we have the second reaction. It says, but Mary. And whenever Mary says or does something in the Gospels, she always represents the true Christian and the true church. And so when it says, Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart, this is an example for us of what we Christians, what we members of the Holy Christian Church, always ought to do with the gospel and the word of God. We should keep them and ponder them in our hearts, that by this keeping and pondering, our faith may be strengthened for the days ahead. And then the final word that we have in our Christmas account today is the shepherds themselves, filled with faith, filled with heavenly exuberance to tell people what has just happened for the salvation of the world. It doesn't say that they went out and opened up a Christian bookstore. It doesn't say that they founded a monastery. It doesn't say that they opened up a retreat center up in the mountains in order to give Christians the opportunity to get away from it all and to have a wonderful experience in the fresh air and the brisk mountain breezes. No, it says that these faith-filled shepherds, they returned to their fields. They returned to their sheep. They went back to their daily vocation. But they went back to their daily vocation glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told to them. And here we see that as Christians, every one of us, we have our daily calling. We have our station in life that God has placed us in. And that vocation, that daily calling, and that stand that he has placed us in is the arena that we serve the Lord in. You know, very often we get romantic and we want to serve the Lord in some big and impressive way. But the Lord sends us back with thankful hearts of praise to God, to our daily life, our daily duties, and our daily interactions, there to be a continuing testimony to the grace and goodness of God. And so the shepherds, they returned to their proper vocation, but they went back praising and glorifying God for all the things that God has done for us in Christ Jesus, who was born in Bethlehem, laid in a manger, died on a cross, rose from the dead, seated at the right hand of glory, and will come again to judge the living and the dead. Jesus Christ the Lord. Amen. The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus.